USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Six Philadelphia police officers wounded but expected to recover. A gunman opening fire on them as they tried to serve a drug warrant yesterday. Then the gunman holed himself up in a home for about 8 hours until he finally surrendered shortly after midnight Eastern Time. Philadelphia's Mayor Jim Kenney says it's another wake-up call about gun violence in America.
Whether it's our six officers who were shot or it's some 15, 17, 20-year-old kid on the streets of Philadelphia who gets shot with guns that shouldn't be in people's hands. And it's just something that we need to do something about.
President Trump launching another attack on the Federal Reserve as the stock market plummets yesterday. He tweets the U.S. is, quote, winning big time. But then he argues the problems with the Fed raising interest rates too much, too fast. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On the campaign trail, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg held a town hall in Iowa yesterday, saying America can uphold the Second Amendment and still have stricter gun control.
Without allowing it to be twisted into something that puts lives at risk in our schools and our neighborhoods. Americans want universal background checks, red flag laws, and do something about weapons of war on our streets. That is totally compatible with our Constitution, and it is necessary for our national security.
The California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation investigating a huge riot at a prison in Soledad. Prison officials say about 200 inmates started fighting in the yard, 8 inmates hospitalized, no staffers were hurt. It was 50 years ago today that the Woodstock Music Festival got underway in the small town outside Bethel, New York. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
No one was seriously hurt after a pickup truck drove into a group of protesters outside an Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention center in Rhode Island last night. It happened in a suburb of Pawtucket. The protesters were with a Jewish group called Never Again Action, which opposes U.S. immigration policy. Video shows a black pickup truck driving into a row of protesters. It came to a stop as they surrounded it. Minutes later, guards from the facility reportedly pepper sprayed the protesters, who claim that the man driving the truck was in fact one of the guards at the facility. President Trump traveling to Manchester, New Hampshire for a campaign rally this evening. He narrowly lost New Hampshire to Democrat Hillary Clinton in 2016, and he is hoping to put the Granite State in his win column in 2020. Some Democratic groups are planning protests near the Southern New Hampshire University Arena, where the president will appear. Trump is otherwise spending most of this week vacationing at his New Jersey golf club. And the Queen musical, We Will Rock You, will be touring North America soon. The stage musical's been around since 2002, but it's updated since the popularity of the movie Bohemian Rhapsody. It's going to be playing in more than 60 cities, including New York, L.A., and Vegas. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.